A senior fellow at the Lagos Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Dr. Vladimir Ntridanso, says U.S. President Barack Obama has a clear chance of being re-elected. This he attributed to the kind of policies he pursued to restore hope in the American economy. He told Radio Ghana that though the level of unemployment in the U.S. still persists, the pro-poor policies of President Obama, coupled with his ability to counter terrorist acts such as the killing of Osama bin Laden, is a clear manifestation of his ability to steer that nation's affairs.
The U.S. kind of system is such that either the Republicans or the Democrats would have to try to undo the other, well, policy-wise, and it's a question of contestation of ideas. And so, if you watch out, Mitt Romney has tried as much as possible to let the Americans believe that Obama is too much into the economy, socialist kind of involvement, and that they are killing the Republicanism, which is a pivot of American policy. Again, they are killing entrepreneurship, or they are killing the middle-level manpower kind of, or the middle-income earners. So, one way or the other, Republicans are of the view that money brings money, Obama is too much into the economy, Obama is overspending, and things like that. Obama is also appealing to the population about the need for interference so that we don't get that kind of recessions and poverty all along. It depends on the American people. I strongly believe that Obama still has a chance. Mitt Romney is trying to negate everything that Obama has stood for, picking on Obama's own promises from 4 years ago. So the endorsement is normal. It's something they would do anyway because he has won virtually the primaries, and therefore the Congress is only to endorse him, and he has been endorsed. Let's see what November brings to the Americans.
Given Obama's campaign manifesto, has he been able to fulfill his manifesto to such an extent that the U.S. people will vote him back into power?
Normally, manifestos are expectations, and Americans normally look at presidents who fulfill, not necessarily manifesto pledges, but who are able to tackle problems as and when they occur. The Bush administration was all over the world trying to assert American leadership. It caused America and brought the economy a little to recession. Obama promised to take it out, and I think he's been able to take it out one way or the other.
Dr. Vladimir Ntridanso, senior fellow at the Lagos Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy.